Blog Talk Radio.
Real quick, a Bible study resumes this coming Wednesday on our Zoom platform, Now, let me just be clear, because now I've been in the job for 3 years, so I just want to just be clear what the order of the house is. We're looking for our members to either be in Sunday school,
everyone praising God. He woke us up this morning, and he allowed us to come to church this morning. So we're going to praise him. We're going to thank him for all that he has done for us and all that he will do for us. We praise God. We love him. And we're going to thank him this morning.
Thank you.
God, I have thy blessings and glory. They all belong to you, blessings and glory. They all belong to you. If you don't believe it now, come on now. Blessings and glory, they all belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing me. It is offering time. It is offering time. It is that time when we can give God. We can give back to God. We can give God. Look, we can never repay what he paid. But we can give back whatever we can. And this is our opportunity. This is our opportunity right now to do that. I know you guys already are aware, those of you who are keeping your commitment to the Friends of Ebenezer. If you're keeping your commitment to the Friends of Ebenezer, go ahead. That is in the blue envelope. The ways to give are on your screen for our online partners. It's on your screen right now. You can give at EbenezerBrownsville.org. That's EbenezerBrownsville.org. You can give there. Hit the Give Now button and use that option. You can also give by your mobile device. You can text 312-779-0146. Again, 312-779-0146 is where you can text. You can also give by mail or in person, 4501 South Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60653. And then last but not least, if you have Zelle or QuickPay, you can give that way as well, 773-960-9028. Again, 773-960-9028. Amen. Let us pray for our offering. Father God, we thank you in advance for what you've already done. We thank you in advance, God, for what you will continue to do. God, we even thank you in advance, God, for the next big thing that you have in store for us. God, we thank you right now, God, even for those, God, who have a mindset to give but might not have physically to give. We thank you right now, God. God, we thank you for those who are willing to sacrifice, to stretch themselves just a little bit further, God, so that we can continue the work that you have set before us here at Ebenezer. God, we thank you for our online partners, God. We thank you for our in-person partners right now, God. We thank you for our Friends of Ebenezer, God. We thank you for all of those who are watching all around the world right now who have decided that they were going to sow a seed into this ministry. We pray now. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Bless God. We bless God today. It is, we call it altar call or intercessory prayer, but it's prayer time, church. It's prayer time. And it's that time of the service where you can bring your requests, bring your issues, or even bring your thank you. Huh. Bring your thank you to the altar. You may want to stand in the gap for someone. You may want to pray for yourself. You may feel as though there are some who you want to just let their names cross your lips. I see some folks already standing. Amen, 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 amen. I believe we recognize that if it was not for just the grace of God, no help. If it wasn't just for the grace of God, we wouldn't be here. And it's by his grace that we're still here. It's by his grace that he sees fit, even despite some of our ways, he sees fit to continue to give us a chance after chance after chance. And so it's that time where we can talk back to God. And I don't know your individual circumstance and what you might be in need of, but this is an opportunity for you to turn it over to God. Now, here is the caveat to that. Yeah. If you turn it over to God, then you can't leave here with me. Okay, let me help you. It makes no sense to step towards the altar and then take the issue back with you when you leave the altar. So if you believe God can fix the thing, if you trust that God can fix the thing or heal or deliver the thing, then leave it where it is. And when you go back in faith that it's already done. I'm trying to help the two people in the room. Trust God to get you through it. Trust God to get you through it. Trust God, watch this. And if he does, and I have to say it like this, if he does nothing else, he's done enough. But I trust that if he did it before, he can do it again. So we're praying this morning. Thank you for those of you who are standing right now. Whether you're standing for yourself or you're standing in the gap for somebody else. We're praying this morning for Lindsay Mayfield. We're praying for Marguerite Jones, the mother of Reginald Jones. We're praying for Doris Robinson, cousin of Beverly Simpson, Deacon Chester Coleman, Elise and Willie Grant. We're praying for Alfred Moore, Kenneth Sexton, son of Vivian Peake, Al and Mary Burton, Shirley Anderson, Sarah Phillips, Mary Alexander. We're praying for Reverend James Thompson, Albert Cheney, son of Rita Cheney. We're praying for Angela Williams, daughter of Patricia Hatcher. We're praying for Maureen Driver, friend of Gail and Juanita Cooper. We're praying for David and Bernetta Pearson, parents of Dr. Pamela Pearson. We're praying for Michael Jones Jr. and Tyra Lawson, friend of Dorothy Gibson and family. We're praying for our own Deacon James Smith, who is in the room. We're praying for Ernestine Rowe, Tracy Hill, Chandler Hill, Laura Eddings, Jaleesha Eddings, Maisie Jordan. Praying for Brother Rob Martin, Wanda Kimbrough, niece of Freddie Broyd, Michael Ross, Phyllis Brim's mother, an online member. We're also praying for Brother Warren Bingham, the gentleman who installs all of our audio and video. We're praying also for that family that we hosted a memorial service for on yesterday. I have to share this. I was not aware of the situation, and it was shocking that a mother was gunned down in the city and left a two-year-old baby, not even quite two, left a two-year-old son who does not really know what's going on. But I thought about God's grace. And I thought about God's mercy. And I just thought about how good God is. Even when we're not good to ourselves, he still continues to keep us. He still continues to hold us in the hollow of his hand. He still continues just to keep his arms of protection around us. Can we pray, Father God, we stretch our hands unto you. God, no other help do we know. God, we're praying right now, God, that you would touch your people today, God. Your people who are in need right now, God. There's some, God, who are in need of you right now, God. They need to feel your presence on today. God, they need not just your presence in the building, God, but they need your presence in their heart, God. God, they need to feel your presence in their household today, God. They need to feel your presence in their workplace, God. God, your people are crying out for you right now. They're crying, God. They're crying, God, because sometimes, God, they feel like they just can't feel you. They just can't trace you. They just can't see you. But, God, your word tells us that you are an omnipresent God, that you're here, there, and everywhere, all at the same time. We're praying, God. God, we're your people, God. And in your Bible, your people says, if my people, which are called by my name, would, oh God, humble themselves and pray and seek thy face and turn from their wicked ways, then will they hear from heaven and I will heal their land. You said that in your word, God. God, you also said in your word that you never saw your seed begging for bread, God. You said, God, that we will be the lenders and not the borrowers, God. That's what you said in your word, God, and we trust you on today. God, we're praying for families on today. God, we're praying for marriages on today. God, we're praying for parents on today. God, we're praying for caregivers on today. God, we recognize how difficult and hard it is, God, to have to care for your parents, God. We're praying right now, God, that you would give them the strength, God, to continue to do what they need to do, God, to make them as comfortable as they can, God. God, we're praying for parents who are going through with children right now. God, we recognize that even our own children can sometimes be selfish and can sometimes be ungrateful, but God, you continue to bless them anyhow. So we're praying right now, God. We're praying, God, for this city, God. We're praying for these shooters, God, and these carjackers, God. We're praying right now. God, we recognize we haven't been so good and that we haven't always done everything right. But we believe that your blood still works. We believe that right now, God. And we trust you on today. We pray now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, come on. We pray now in the mighty name of Jesus. Come on. If you lift your hands and lift your heart, come on, come on. Lift them in total praise right now. We're praying. We're praying. We're praying. Hallelujah. Amen.
through, and in your life. And so based upon the profession of your faith, we proudly baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Already done enough.
Oh,
about. I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus. Mary's baby. Meeking of the Lamb. My Savior, your Lord, my Master, your Lord. He's done so much. He's done so much for me. I cannot tell it all. My God has done everything. He's blessed me over and over again. It would take me all week. It would take me all year. It would take me for the rest of my life to let you know what God has done for me. He blessed me every day. He blessed me over and over. He blessed you each day of your life. I just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You an awesome God. You are awesome God. You are awesome God. You are wonderful God. You are blessing God. You are blessing God. You are healing God. You are everything God. You are blessing. You my Savior. You have brought me a mighty long way. I just want to bless you. Bless you, Lord. I just want to say bless you, Lord. He's a healer. He's brought me out. He's brought me in. He's brought me each and every day. I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You an awesome God. You a wonderful God. Done so much. You heal my body. You heal me, Lord. Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. You're everything. You're everything. You're the blessing. You a healer. You a wonderful God. You a faithful God. Thank you, 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 it's the Lord. Never, never, never done anything else. The Lord has done enough, he's done enough, he's done enough, it's the Lord. He's done. He's done enough. Oh yes. Oh yes, he has. Yes, he has. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
feels the weight of ministry, particularly in music. And so we want to honor his willingness to serve by inviting others to come and serve. Amen. Amen. We said something a few Sundays ago that you all are the congregation. You are not the audience. I said you are the congregation. We ain't up here to entertain you. We ain't up there. We ain't up here singing for just so you feel good. Because we all supposed to be about praising and worshiping Almighty God. Because if he's never done another thing, he's already done enough for us. Oh, y'all don't hear me. I guess God ain't never done nothing for you. But if I have to say it for myself, God has already been good. Hallelujah in this place. Hallelujah. That wasn't on the paper, but you got that for free. So you'll be hearing more and more and more. Because I know it's some gifted people up in here. I know it is. Amen. 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 I'm happy to see some folk here today. I know they don't like to be put on blast, but I'm gonna put them on blast. I'm happy to see Sister Juanita Cooper in the house today. One of the great singers of our church. Y'all hear with me? Y'all hear what I said? And we can't wait for the Lord to use that voice yet again in this place. Happy to see the Ellens in the house today. Happy to see the Ellens in the house. Happy to see y'all. Happy to see y'all. Happy to see y'all. We have fun, but happy to see y'all. Monica, I'm happy to see you today. Happy to see you. Happy to see you. I know you watch online. I know you do. I see you. I see you. I'm happy. I'm happy to see all of our visitors here today. Cashmere, happy to see you. God wanted me to tell you that he got an assignment for you here at Ebenezer, but keep praying because you too gifted to be on the sideline. And you too young. I'm just telling you, I see some gifted people out here. Gifted people out here. The scripture was already read into your hearing. I know this is Labor Day weekend. Some people are traveling. And is this the last Sunday y'all can wear white? That's what somebody told me. You can't wear white after when? When is that? Labor Day, right? That's what I thought. Isn't this the last Sunday y'all can wear white? I don't know. I ain't trying to get in the usher doghouse, okay? But I'm just asking. In Acts the 20th chapter, the 22nd through the 24th verses, Minister King read into our hearing. I will read it again. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there. This is Paul speaking. Save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. I want to speak from the subject, jumpstart your joy. Jumpstart your joy. Little did I know that this sermon would be connected in some ways to our Sunday school lesson this morning about faith and perseverance. Faith and perseverance. Because there are times on our Christian journey that it gets hard, it gets challenging. Y'all hear me today? I mean, really, let's have a moment just to talk. Have you ever been down in the dumps? Have you ever been low? Have you ever been low? Have you ever been disgusted? What brings you out of your slump? For me, it's exercise. No, not that kind of exercise that makes you sweat and pant. I don't particularly care for that kind of exercise. Mine is a different kind of exercise. When I am feeling down or in the slumps, feel like I'm out of sorts, I exercise my right to have joy. I jumpstart my joy. Sometimes that joy comes from spending time with family. On a Friday night at a baseball game, watching the White Sox come back and win the game. That's where I jumpstart my joy. Some of y'all in the room know what I'm talking about. Y'all watch somebody to watch. Okay, so that's one of the ways I jumpstart my joy, being with family, being with friends. I'm sure you've had at least one occasion when you had to jumpstart your car. Anybody know anything about that? Batteries drain down, and if you don't care for them properly, you will put your key in there, and you will try to turn the thing, and it won't go, and you're going to be calling past the person asking, what's the telephone number for Pete Jones, because he has a tow. I need somebody to come jump my car or at least pull it somewhere. The same is true of your faith. It's easier than you think to find yourself in need of a faith jump start. But there are warning signs along the way that let you know your spiritual battery is running low. Well, what is it, Pastor? Maybe you are tempted to sleep in on Sunday mornings. Perhaps you're too tired at night to pray before bed. Maybe you're dwelling on your problems instead of doing what the old folks taught us, counting our blessings, naming them one by one. Or perhaps maybe your attitude towards church has changed. Maybe your participation in church has changed. Maybe even your support of the church has changed. These are all red flags that something is wrong. Signs that your spiritual battery needs recharging and you need to jumpstart your joy. No one had a better excuse to be in a spiritual slump than the author of this text, than Paul. You know, you Bible readers know that Paul was a hunted man. Herod and his cohorts were after him. They wanted Paul dead, but they would have been satisfied just to have him in chains. Paul was indeed a hunted man, but he would not let that stop him. He was determined. He persevered to finish his course. The story says he was headed to Jerusalem because our text says that he was bound in the spirit to finish what he started. And a lot of us get in trouble because we start a whole lot of stuff, but we don't never finish it. Oh, I can't get no help here. We say we will serve on that auxiliary or that group or in that ministry, but the first time somebody does not follow your suggestion, you don't finish. You don't finish what you started. One of the areas in life where I found myself in trouble in school is whenever you started a project or started an assignment, where you get in trouble is not necessarily having all the right answers or wrong answers. Where you get in trouble is when you start and you don't finish. One of the worst places to be academically is what they call incomplete. Every one of us needs to finish what we start. When we started out as believers, do you remember that? Remember when you went down in the water? Remember when you made your confession of Christ? Do you remember what you promised You promise to abide in Christ. You promise to walk with Christ, to be obedient to Christ, to trust Christ, and to be devoted to Christ. We need to finish what we started. So when you feel yourself slipping, and the good news is we all get to be human. We all slip. All have sinned. You know, it's funny. Whenever you mention that scripture, it's only a few people say amen. They only think all is the next person. It says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We all have messed up. We all slip. We all get tired. So I'm trying to give you something to jumpstart your joy. First, you need to jumpstart your peace. Peace. I think you'll agree with me that you can't get much done if you don't have peace. And I know we all define peace a bit differently. For some of us, peace is when all the bills are paid. For others, it's when we get a good report from the doctor. For our students, it might be a high grade point average or an A on the final exam. But that kind of peace is fleeting. Because it can be here today and gone tomorrow. But the kind of peace that we're talking about is a peace that passes all understanding. That's the kind of peace that Paul had. It didn't depend on this life's outcome, it depended on the next. His peace was found in his faith in Christ. When trouble came, he knew how to rest in Christ. On his mission trip, Paul told the Philippians, "Be careful for nothing." That means don't worry about a thing. Then he said, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In other words, when you feel yourself slipping, you pray. Pray. Then leave, as Minister King already said in the pastoral prayer, leave your troubles at the altar. Leave them there. Paul says, if you do this, if you leave them there, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall do what? Keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's a certain divine kind of peace that all of us desire. You want to be kept by Christ? It's the only way to have real peace if you are kept by him. Because if you are kept by Christ, you will have a peace that is unsurpassable. Christ's peace will carry you through any situation. Do I have a witness this morning? Anybody ever been through anything in this room? Oh, come on, come on. There's somebody that needs to hear that testimony. Have you been through anything in this room? He'll keep you. He'll keep you through any and every situation. He'll give you a rest that can never be disturbed and a peace that can never be troubled. When troubles come, and they will, you'll find tranquility with Christ. When trials lingers, and they do, you'll be sustained by Christ. When stress threatens, you'll be assured by Christ. Christ said he would neither leave us nor forsake us. Anybody ever experienced that in their lives? Christ never leaving you, walking with you every step of the way, even when you had to walk through the valley of the shadow of death with a loved one or a friend. He did not leave you. Didn't say it wouldn't be difficult. Didn't say it wouldn't be challenging. But you did not walk alone. And you can take that to your spiritual bank. In any situation, Christ Christ alone can jumpstart your peace. Next, you need to jumpstart your potential. First, jumpstart your peace. Second, jumpstart your potential. What I love about people is that all of us are unique in our own way. And we all have value in the kingdom of God. How dare us feel like certain folk can't serve God because they different from you. The good news is they different from you. Some of y'all get that one on the way home. Get out of the humdrum existence of feeling worthless or useless, that can't nobody use your gifts or your talents. God gave you those gifts. God gave you those talents. And they are uniquely yours. They're yours. Paul knew his worth as a child in the kingdom of God. He was a tent maker, but that was just his trade. He was also a witness, a minister to those who needed to hear the gospel message. He spoke several languages and was highly educated in Jewish law and in Jewish customs. So he put all those assets to good use on his mission trips. You see, there's no such thing as a believer who God cannot use. Every one of us is a part of the whole. And it takes many diverse gifts and talents for the church to reveal the word of God, to radiate the presence of God, to shine with the righteousness of God, to glow with the glory of God, to reflect the image of God, and to illuminate the will of God. All of your talents and your gifts are unique. You have value. That's why I'm so excited about my armor bearer in training. I want him to know your gifts matter to the kingdom. Do you hear me today? That's why I made appeal for volunteers. Your gifts, your voice matters to the kingdom. Don't let grown folk trauma prevent you from doing what God has gifted you to do. You are the salt of the earth. Part of God's recipe for the spread of this gospel to the world. Discover what role you play in the Lord's grand scheme of worldwide evangelism. You can't do what I do. I can't do what you do. But what you do is valuable in the sight of God. It starts in your own backyard. If you want real joy, discover who you are in Christ. Jumpstart your potential by discovering those hidden assets that you have not yet used for God. Jesus, you picked some folk that we wouldn't pick for our team. Any Bible readers in here? Jesus picked some folk we wouldn't be on our team. A tax collector, a thief, a fisherman. That wasn't a dream team. Jesus picked ordinary people, just like you and just like me. When you discover what your hidden assets are, it will jumpstart your joy. Thirdly, you need to jumpstart your purpose. It's been once said, there's no such thing as an unemployed Christian. Ain't talking about worldly employment. Ain't talking about secular employment. Talking about spiritual employment. There is no such thing as an unemployed Christian. You need to be a busy believer. Now, I didn't say a busy body. I said a busy believer. Put your newfound potential to work, spreading the gospel. Those talents that you have are useless if you just sit there Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, sitting on your salvation. Do you hear me today? Paul could have sat on his salvation. He could have chosen to run and hide. He could have said, I've done enough. I've been in the ministry. I've been in this church 80-something years. I'm going to sit on my salvation. Let somebody else do it. But he didn't. He was determined to press on in spite of the threats, in spite of the difficulty, in spite of the folks coming against him. He jump-started his joy over and over and over again by choosing to work while it was still day. Y'all, it's daylight, but it's getting dark. I said it's daylight, but it's getting dark. It's daylight in your life, but it's getting dark, a time when you won't be able to do nothing. Throughout the centuries, the church has been criticized, condemned, and denounced, and despised. The church has been exploited and censured and mocked, but nothing has been able to put a stop to its progress because of busy believers who, like the Apostle Paul, are determined to finish their course. With Christ, believers have been able to perform the impossible, preach and reach the inaccessible, overcome the undefeatable, confront the unpredictable, and brave the unavoidable. And all because the joy of the Lord is our strength. George Bernard Shaw wrote this, that true joy in life is being used for a purpose. So let yourself be used. Stay busy. Busy for the Lord. A man in the last day of his life penned these words to a friend. He said, it's a bad world, an incredibly bad world. But I have discovered in the midst of it a quiet and holy people who have learned a great secret. They have found a joy which is 1,000 times better than the pleasures of a sinful life. They are despised and persecuted, but they don't care. They are masters of their souls. They have overcome the world. They call themselves Christians. And I am one of them. Questions this morning is, are you one of them? You are if Christ is in every song that you sing. You are if Christ is in every story you tell, every burden you carry. You are if Christ is in every prayer you pray, every word you speak, every decision you make, and every step you take. Are you one of us? You are one of us. If Christ is your fountain of joy, the shepherd of your passage, you are one of us. If Christ is the bread of your table, the captain of your warfare, you are one of us. If Christ is the solution to your problems, the source of your comfort, the giver of your blessings, the backbone of your boldness, you are one of us. If Christ is the cause of your hope. The question this morning is, will you be like Paul? and press your way through every trial and every tribulation. Will you be bound by the Spirit of Christ, and finish your course with joy? You can, if you let Jesus jumpstart your joy. The word of God for the people of God, and all of God's people said, amen. We're going to open the doors to church. Perhaps there's someone here that want to give their life to the Lord. We're extending an invitation to you to join with us here at Ebenezer. Perhaps you've been looking for a church home. Perhaps you have been seeking a place and a space where you can use your gifts and your graces for the glory of God. We are extending an invitation to you to join with us here at Ebenezer. If there is one today, we invite you to come. Singing with the choir. Come on, what a fellowship. Come on, come on. In our minds for communion. If you did not receive any of the elements coming in, if you would just raise your hand so that our deacon can come and serve you. If you do not have the elements, there's one over there. He sees you. He sees you. Our Lord invites us to this, his table, all who love him and seek to grow in his likeness. Let us draw near in faith and make our humble confessions unto Almighty God. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, we confess our sins before thee, O God. We pray, O God, that if there's anything in our hearts or our minds right now, God, that you will remove it, so that we might not eat and drink damnation to our soul. God, we ask right now that you will consecrate these elements today, that they might become for us your body that was broken and your blood that was shed on our behalf. We say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for saving us. Thank you, God, for looking past our faults, seeing our need, and we were a people that were in need of salvation. So now behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the earth. Amen. The night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it. He said, this is my body that is broken for you. As often as you eat this, you do so in remembrance of me. Eat ye all of it to your comfort. Like manner, he took the cup of blessings. He said, this is my blood that was shed for you. As often as you drink this, you do so in remembrance of me. Drink ye all of it to your comfort. Can't do this by myself. The precious Lamb of God. What? Live again. The precious Lamb of God. Now behold the Lamb. The precious Lamb of God, born into sin that I may live again. The precious Lamb of God. Mind all of the announcements. Be prepared to pray on Thursday when, as we go before the city council. Remember, Zoom Bible study will resume at 6 o'clock this coming Wednesday. Standing to your feet, now behold, the Lamb, the precious Lamb, the precious Lamb of God, born into sin, that I may live again. The precious Lamb of God. And now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, to him who's able to present you for his Father with exceedingly great joy,
to the only wise God be dominion and power, honor and glory. Now, henceforth, and forevermore, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. Go in peace.